I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Coming up, lush pop from Norway. But first, we answer today's GeoQuiz. We asked you to go back to September 1st, 1969. On that day, revolution came to Libya. And that's the answer to the GeoQuiz, Libya. A then 27-year-old Muammar Gaddafi took power in a bloodless coup. He's still there. Mansour El-Kikhia teaches political science at the University of Texas, San Antonio. Mansour El-Kikhia, you were born in Libya, but you left in 1980 and then became a U.S. citizen, right?
Correct, yes, I did. I left Libya when I couldn't tolerate the hangings and the killings that the current regime undertook.
And have you been back to Libya since you left?
I can't go back. I'm persona non grata.
Okay, so presumably Mr. Gaddafi does not count you among his fans. How has Libya, in your opinion, changed over the last 40 years?
Well, really, very little. The truth is Libya has been under continuous Gaddafi's rule and moving from one crisis to another. Never had a moment of peace in which really to develop like normal societies can.
But things have changed. I mean, in 2003, Libya officially took responsibility for the Lockerbie bombing. That led to the lifting of UN sanctions. And Gaddafi also formally renounced weapons of mass destruction. That seems to me like a fairly big shift if you look back at the last 40 years.
Yes, you can say. But I mean, well, I'm looking at Libyans, and Libyan life has not changed. Libyans are so poor. Gaddafi will be celebrating tomorrow his 40th anniversary. But he's going to be celebrating 40 years of ignorance. Libyans are in deep, deep trouble. It still depends 100% on oil. And if oil runs out tomorrow, which it will, then what? What are they left with?
What possibly could Muammar Gaddafi offer the rest of the world, aside from oil, that would change the Libyan economy?
Well, exactly the same thing he will not do. Libya has 2,000 kilometers of beaches on the Mediterranean, prime property, wonderful. Clean beaches, the cleanest beaches in the Mediterranean, and yet he can't open up the country because that will bring in influence he doesn't want. I mean, Libya continues to be one of the most restrictive countries in the world. Dissent is of any form is prohibited and is punishable by death. And so for a country to change, it has to open up. It has to integrate into the global economy. It has to integrate into the global knowledge, and yet the regime is unwilling to open to do that.
So with Colonel Gaddafi pretty much at the center of Libyan life for the past 40 years, how do you see the future of Libya?
This is perhaps the most dismal thing about all this.
Dismal thing?
Unless he changes, Libya will continue along this path of going nowhere. And he's going to live forever. He's going to go. But unfortunately, the structure that he has put in place not only serves him, but will also serve his children, who will assume power after him. And they're not going to change it. Why would they? It serves their purpose to do that.
Mansour El-Kikhia was born in Libya. He's now an American citizen and a professor of political science at the University of Texas, San Antonio. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Well, Tripoli is getting ready for a party, no matter what anyone thinks. The Libyan capital has witnessed all manner of rehearsals for Colonel Gaddafi's celebration of 40 years in power. There have been parachutists, parachuting, fighter jets, jetting, and international marching bands marching. By all accounts, it's going to be quite a production, one mainly put together by foreign workers there in Libya during Ramadan, the Muslim month of fasting. But the foreigners don't have to fast. That's just as well. Tomorrow, hundreds of performers will put on an exhaustive and perhaps exhausting show that will dramatize the history of Libya. But it remains to be seen who will be there to watch it. Many Western governments are sending no one. That includes the British government. It's on the defensive again over the release of the Libyan man convicted of the Lockerbie bombing. Scottish authorities released Abdel Basset al-Megrahi on humanitarian grounds. He has terminal cancer. But there have been suggestions that the release may have been connected to Britain's trade relationship with Libya, particularly oil deals. The British government denies any such link, as does the Libyan government.